I'm Nancy, compulsive overeater.
Hi, Nancy.
And I have to admit that this tool really scared me, because I have a tendency to overdo it. So that's why I'm going to speak on don't try this all by yourself, or maybe another way to say it would be, don't try this tool unless it's integrated with the rest of your program. You've heard some longtime OAs, like Amy, mention how their minds are a dangerous neighborhood and you shouldn't go there by yourself. I really understood the truth of that saying when I started thinking about this tool. Because of my particular character defects, I really need to work with my sponsor, my other program friends, and the steps, particularly 6 and 7, come to mind, and my higher power when I start to work on this tool. And that doesn't mean that I shouldn't be asking myself, you know, what are the things I really want to take action on? But for me, I can get myself in deep trouble if I try to do it alone. And the idea for this topic came out of one of our planning meetings. Several of us were sitting around brainstorming ideas, and what kept coming up for me was kind of negative, all the ways that I had failed in the past, and what my compulsive nature could do to screw up this tool. So after thinking I was being too negative, I just said, okay, I'll share my concern. And I did, and strangely enough, I wasn't alone in some of those things that I had done in the past. Other people began sharing some of their experiences. Some were like mine, some were things that I did but I hadn't recognized yet. Some were completely different. So, to make a long story short, I want to share my experience, strength, and hope about some of the ways character defects have tripped me up in the past, and where I'm getting the strength and hope to be willing to do it differently this time. Okay, so here's a beginning of what I would have done for an action plan. So you notice this is almost, it's not finished. It's almost a life strategy rather than a simple action plan. And, you know, I had to make it pretty. That's another thing where I fall down. I have to have the right things to do things with before I plan anything, and sometimes that gets in my way. So I have to have enough things, just the right things to write with. A lot of choice in here. I like to have a lot of choice. Let's see, maybe there's something better in here. And then the other thing is I need the right things to do it with. So you have to have different colors depending on the mood you're in and depending on the meaning that things might have. And you have big ideas, and then you have small ideas. And so you get the picture. It's like I can get so tied up in doing the plan that I'm either exhausted or I'm so discouraged because I haven't gotten to the action part. Or sometimes it's just enough to do this. You know, it's fun. But when I look at lists of things, you know, then I get discouraged. And another problem I end up with is getting a lot of unfinished projects sitting around my house that I end up decluttering. And unless I declutter them, I feel stressed and guilty about not finishing. And guess what that leads to? The wish to numb out. And of course, we all know where the wish to numb out leads to. The wish to eat compulsively. So, fortunately, I don't have to do this step in isolation. And I feel like my strength is in honestly recognizing that this is an area that I'm weak in, that is a little bit dangerous for me, where I can go off the deep end. And my strength is also in knowing I have OA friends and a higher power to help. That, you know, sneaking off and doing this kind of thing all on my own is not a healthy thing for me to do. My hope is in the program. And when I wrote this, I actually realized that I had come to believe that I could do it differently this time with the help of you guys and my sponsor and my higher power. That this wasn't some big perfectionist effort that I had to do all alone. So I took a second look and tried to do something a little more sane. And this is still pretty complicated, and I'm going to talk to my sponsor about it. But I picked a really simple thing that's bugging me right now, and that's my refrigerator is totally gross. I can't keep track of my food because I don't know what's in there. So I made a real fairly simple plan, asking myself, deciding I was going to clean out my refrigerator monthly. Now, my compulsive self said, oh no, let's do it weekly. But we had a conversation, some of us, and the idea was, do something that you can achieve. You don't want to fail. So I might do this more often than monthly, but if I do it monthly, I'll feel good. So, and in conclusion, I'm going to put this on my refrigerator. Thanks.
Thank you, Nancy. It's always a lesson in keeping it simple. Anne, would you like to join us?